This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect for a stroll if you're out and about. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze while Eilut remains calm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports Jordan intercepted three more Iranian missiles earlier today. This follows days of attacks on U.S. forces in the kingdom. Meanwhile, former President Trump has vowed revenge for every U.S. soldier killed. Also, the Times of Israel says the IDF has killed a terrorist involved in the Nova Festival attack. The Islamic Jihad operative was reportedly planning further attacks. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Kuwait intercepted Iranian missiles and drones earlier today. Sirens were activated across the country. Separately, JNS reports that Trump ordered strikes on Iran for a 10th consecutive night. CENTCOM states these strikes aim to degrade Iranian military capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, I-24 News highlights U.S. and Jordanian remains have been discovered following an Iranian attack in Iraq. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran has no choice but to agree. Former U.S. Army official Van Hipp believes intensified U.S. strikes aim to secure navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and force Iran to abandon nuclear ambitions. Ynet Global posted that a Houthi Red Sea blockade would lift oil prices significantly. They suggest Saudi crude shipments to Asia could face longer routes, potentially affecting Asian refineries. Emily Schrader, a commentator, simply expressed support for a free Cuba in a post from minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Jordan, Ynet reports that the kingdom has been under a barrage of Iranian missile strikes targeting U.S. troops. Jordanian forces successfully intercepted three missiles earlier today, marking the latest in a series of escalating attacks. The region remains tense, with former President Trump issuing threats of retaliation. This development heightens the risk of broader conflict in the Middle East. Turning to the IDF's recent operation, the Times of Israel details how Israeli forces targeted an Islamic Jihad operative responsible for the Nova Festival attack. The individual had attempted further assaults on IDF sites. The operation also reportedly involved a strike on a hospital, raising concerns of civilian casualties. The situation underscores the ongoing volatility in the area. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that Kuwait's military intercepted missiles and drones from Iran. The Kuwaiti army activated national sirens, urging the public to follow safety protocols. This interception highlights increased regional tensions and the potential for wider conflict. In related news, JNS reveals that Trump's latest strikes on Iran are part of a continued effort to weaken Iranian military infrastructure. CENTCOM confirmed the focus is on preventing Iranian interference with ships in the Strait of Hormuz. These actions could lead to further instability in the region. And finally, I-24 News brings attention to new findings in Iraq. The remains of a U.S. soldier and Jordanian nationals were discovered after an Iranian assault. This has added urgency to international calls for de-escalation and resolution. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that AliExpress has been fined €550 million by the European Commission. The fine is due to the sale of dangerous products. This unprecedented penalty highlights the growing scrutiny on e-commerce giants. Separately, CTEC has revealed that Israel is upgrading a 35-year-old missile ship into a naval shield. The Inzlahav will be outfitted with advanced radar and an Iron Dome system. This move is part of efforts to enhance maritime security. And finally, Walla Business reports on the arrest of Ohad Tenenbaum, an Israeli hacker known as the Analyzer. he was extradited to the Netherlands on suspicion of running a massive criminal operation. This case underscores the increasing focus on cybercrime across Europe. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.